Okay, I want to paper the good bracha for everybody. Some sheets over here. And this morning's laning, Parshas Vayera, the Torah, as we know, describes the destruction of the cities of Sodom and Amorah. And the Torah tells us that before HaKadosh Baruch Hu went ahead to destroy the cities, he informed Avram of what he's planning to do. That's the opening source, source one. Gracious Parak Yudchet, so Pasik Yudzayim, Hashem Amar, Anachatanim Avram Asher Niyoseh, am I going to hide from Avram what I'm planning to do? Pasik Yudchet, Avram, Avram's going to be a great nation and powerful, and all people will be blessed through him and so on. And Pasuk Yitzchak, Ki Daiti L'man Asher Yitzchaves, Bonav, Es Beis Ha'achor, V'Sham U'Derech Hashem Ha'asso Tzedoko Mishpat, L'man Hovi Hashem Al Avram Es Asher Diber Elov, Avram's going to keep my way, and he's going to train his children, his household, after him, to keep the Derech Hashem, to do acts of charity and justice, etc. So, and then he goes on to say that the cries of Sodom and Amorah, part of them have destroyed the city, and Avram begins to argue, maybe the 50 tzaddikim, 45 tzaddikim, etc. So Rashi kind of...
Very strong. This thing there, to the Shemesh Boch, the Cholil Loch.
Yeah, right. Because we're here. Avram talks in tough terms. Yeah, he says, "You know, I'll but still, you're right. But anyway, the Rashi explains. Yeah, he talks from harshly. Rashi says on the second source again, Parshas Bereishis Parakil Ches Pasuk Zayin. Machat Ani Bismi. It's a question. Am I going to hide from Avram? Asher Ani Osa Bistom. Lo yafil lilas those over the Shalom Yidayta. I shouldn't destroy Sodom and Amorah without telling Avram. After all, I gave him the land, so therefore it is, so I have to let him know. More important for us tonight is Rashi and Pasuk Yidches of Avram Hoyo Yiyya Medish Agora Zecher Tzadik Levrocha Hoyo V'Hizkiro Vercho. Kadosh Baruch Hu mentioned the name of Avram, that's in Pasuk Yidzayin, on the Chas, the name of Avram. So once he already mentioned Avram's name, so Zecher Tzadik Levrocha, you mentioned a Tzadik, you should give him a Vercho. And that's the next Pasuk, Avram Hoyo, etc. Hoyo V'Hizkiro Vercho. Okay, that's the Medish. And the next Pasuk Yudches, Yadaki, Rashi says again, Loshon Chiba, because Rahu loves Avram, so he mentions Avram's name, and he gives him sort of a bracha. What's the pasuk he's being referred to? So that's in source number 3, a pasuk in Mishlei, Perek Yud, pasuk Zayin, Zecher Tzadik Lebracha, V'Shem V'Shram Yerkav. That's a pasuk. And that's not, we use the phrase Zecher Tzadik Lebracha, but it's actually a pasuk in Mishlei. Rashi there in Mishlei comments in the fourth source, Perek Yud, pasuk Zayin, Mishlei, Zecher Tzadik Lebracha, Hamazkir Tzadik Mevorcho. When you mention the name of a tzaddik, you append a blessing, some kind of a bracha to his name. Same thing in the Mitzvah David there in Source 5, Parakim 49, Zecher tzaddik, Zichron tzaddik in Yerocha, keep a chol eight, his kubo, Yerochu. The tzaddik generates a bracha. So a Kadosh Baruch Hu mentions the name of Avram, he gives him a bracha. That's what the Gemara says in Yuma, okay, in Source number 6, the Gemara in Yuma, Taf Lamed Ches Amad Beis, Yuma Lamed Ches Amad Beis, Source 6, Amalei Ravina Lahu Meraponim. Ravina said to a certain one of the Rabbanim, the Mesara Agarata Kameh, who was an expert in Agarata. He says, "Minoha milsa the Omer Rabbanim Zecher Tzadik Levrocha." Where does this phrase that everybody uses all the time, Zecher Tzadik Levrocha, come from? Omer Lei, the Oksiv Zecher Tzadik Levrocha. The pasuk. I mean, you know, what's the question? He meant, no, Midoraisa Minoha. Where do we see such a thing in the Torah? Right, the pasuk in Mishlei too. That's insufferable. But where? What he was asking was, where do we see such a thing in the Torah? Okay. So he answered, the Siv, our pasuk here in Parshas Vayera, Hashem, Hashem, Omer, Machatan, and Avram, Asher, and also Siv, Avram, Hoyah, Legoy, God of Avram. True, Zecher Tzadik Levrocha is a pasuk in Mishlei, but Ravina wanted to know, what is the source in the Torah for such a thing? And the answer is, this pasuk here in Parshas Vayera, our pasuk, started from Parak Yudchet, Shukim Yudzayin, Yudchet specifically, as Rashi there in Yuma says in Source 7, Omer, Machatan, and Avram, the Kevan, Shehiz, Kishmo, Bercho, since Hashem mentioned the name of Avram, so gave him a bracha, but Samachleib Avram Halaliya Vigomi. Okay, so the biblical source, or the concept of Zechat, the Torah source, I should say, so the concept of Zechat Tarzibacha says in Mar Yumad Aplan Ches, is our pasuk here in Parshas Vayera, that Hashem blessed Avram after mentioning his name. On the page in Yuma, you have the Tosis Yeshonim, Lamed Ches and Bey, source number 8, the Tosis Yeshonim in Yuma. When we were in Yeshiva once, so in high school, so one of the boys referred to the Tosis Yeshonim. Right, so the Rebbe said, "You're the Tosfos Yeshena. This is the Tosfos Yeshana." That was the way to do it. Okay, you're the Tosfos Yeshena. We're the Tosfos Yeshana, the old Tosfos. Anyway, so he says, "Tosfos Yeshana and Yuma Lamed Ches on the base." Says, "You derive from Noah." Why was Ravina asking the Kasha? Ravina was surely available, was surely familiar with the pasuk in Mishlei. We want to know where it comes from. The Torah says, Rosh Hashanah says an interesting thing in Torah. Hey, it says, the lekamidi the lo rumza Moshe barayt. There's nothing that we have in our tradition that is not somehow rooted, at least in the Derech or Miza, at least in the hint in the Torah itself, not just in Tanakh. And here you have a pasuk. Zecher Tzadik Livracha. It's actually a pasuk. It mentioned, you know, give a bracha to Tzadik, but it's hinted at in the Torah with this parasha of Avraham. That's what Ravina wanted to know. And the Tosafot Yeshanim refers to the Gemara in Tainus Daf Tes, which I printed for you. Daf Tes Amud Aleph, source number 9 in Tainus. Yosti Rabbi Yochanan Kalmasmi. Omar, mi'ika mildi d'ksuv d'ksuve d'lor miza baraita. It's a rhetorical question. Is there anything written d'ksuve in ksuvim? Mishle is in ksuvim, right? So the Gemara asks a rhetorical question. Is there anything, any principle that comes out of ksuvim which is not hinted at in the Torah? No, everything is hinted at in the Torah itself. Rashi there in Tina says, I'll test them all again, d'lor rimza, Moshe v'oraisa, shachumash hu yisod nevi'im ksuvim. Interesting Rashi. Kind of testament I'll give a mass of Lorenzo. Lorenzo Moshe Baraisa, Shachumish, who you sold Nevi'im Ksuvim. Uvakulon Yeshmach, Limso in the Torah. It's an interesting Nash, you know. He's saying everything that's in Nevi'im Ksuvim is somehow rooted in the Torah, and there's some remez you can find in the Torah. Okay, so the remez to the concept of giving a tzaddik a bracha, when you mention his name, the pasuk is in Mishlei, Zecher Tzaddik a bracha. But the remez in the Torah is the pasuk here in Parshas Vayera. It's interesting, the Medrash says it even stronger. The Medrash here in Vayera in source 11, Bereishis Rabba Parsha Memtes Simon Aleph, Memtes Aleph, Vashem Omar Ar Pasuk Mechata Anim Avram, Rabbi Yitzchak Pasuk, Rabbi Yitzchak quoted the Pasuk in Mishlei, Zecher Tzadik Kibocha, Yishen Yushan Yerkov, Om Rabbi Yitzchak, listen to this, Kol Mishu Mazgir Es HaTzadik Ve'enol Bivarcho, Over Batei, says in strong language. He says, somebody who mentions the name of Tzadik and doesn't immediately append the Bracha, violates and I say, my timer, my time, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. So the Medrash really says it. It says it in a strong kind of way. It's interesting. You don't have it on the sheet, but the Maariv Chayes, that's not Sugin Yuma. So I have it here. I'll read it to you inside. The Maariv Chayes, Yuma Lam Ches on the Beis. Menoham Nilsu, the Omer Shem Yisham Yirkov, Omer Leh, the Tzir, the Tzir, the Right. So on Dira Bein, I appear to be there. I'll be Mashah Omer Chazal, Mi Ikamid, the Ksim, the Nevi, the Lord, the Zubar, the first, the Saint, the Warren, Tainet, again, the Tosi Shon got to that before. Highly the Baal Korcha, we have a tradition. Lo chitshu hanavim dover, tahare ein hanogi rishai l'chadeh, l'chadeh. Hanogi's not allowed to make up a new, as a harasha, but other than that, hanogi's not allowed to make up new things, okay? Baal Kain, kol inyonim remizi b'torah. Everything is hinted at in the Torah. B'kan, gam kain darshu chazal b'medrash. He quotes this medrash, the Baruch Chayas refers to this medrash, Reish Rabba Mentes Aleph, the haroa tzadik v'em v'orcha over by say, shenem ha'zeich tzadik v'orcha. You're over an assay? They really based on a pasuk ksuvim? You're over an assay? Where do you have such a concept that you can be over an assay? Even if it's not meant literally, but it has that kind of clout, that kind of power. Where do we have such a thing based on a pasuk ksuvim? So therefore, in lower Ravizim Taras Moshe, unless this Taka Rebbe is in story, that's what Ravina, who asked the question, was asking. He knew the pasuk Zecher Tzadik Livracha, but he knows that we have a tradition that if you ignore that, it's almost like you're violating our faith in the Torah. Heavy duty din, so there must be hinted at in the Torah. Okay. It's interesting, this din that you have to mention a bracha when you bring up a tzaddik, to my knowledge, and I looked around a little bit, does not seem to appear in the Rambam. The Rambam does not seem to bring this, as far as I know, at least not directly. Okay. We'll see in a second something, though. But it does appear in the Tshuvas Harosh, which I printed in source 12. Shalos the Tshuvas Harosh, Klal Galat Sim Yutet. And he quotes, and I think this tshuva was one of the sons, because it says, "V'shamati me'abu morizal." So Omer, first of all, I'll call bracha bracha. Shemay b'chol makom baruchu baruch shemo. Whenever he heard someone make a bracha, he said, "Baruch Hashem." We're from this. He said, "Baruchu baruch shemo." He heard the name of Hashem right away. He made a bracha. That's what baruchu baruch shemo was, a bracha. Right? You're blessing. You heard the name of Hashem. Even if you're not the one making the bracha, you heard someone else mention the name of Hashem. You should right away say baruchu baruch shemo. Furthermore, I was there. Shemay baruch shemo. All the song. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu noticed, the appendix, all of Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu, all of Hashem, we'll get to that. Okay, Kishem Hashem Ekra, Havu Golda Elokeinu. The Oud adds the Rosh, Afilo Kishemazgi L'Tzadik Vosher Adam. Even when you mention a human being who's a Tzadik, Tzarek Levarcho Shenema Zecher Tzadik Levarcho. So the Rosh does mention this din in his Tshuvas in connection with saying Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo when you hear a Bracha. And the tour, which will come out. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, right, it becomes what do you call it? It's a loop, yeah. An infinite loop. We'll be saying brothels all day. Okay. But anyway, the two, yeah.
Every time
Yes. Yeah. Remember. Yeah, we may come back to that. We'll see. Okay. Now, again, I say it's not in the Rambam that I know. The Rush quotes it, so the Torah brings it as well. The Torah is offered by Ben Yaakov, the son of the Rush. So the Torah quotes this in 13, Arachayim Simon Kuf Chav Dalet. The Shamati is almost identical. The Shamati my Abamar, I heard from my father, the Rush. See, the Torah brings this to halacha, interestingly enough, in the Shulchan Aruch, you only have the first half. Okay, the Baruch Baruch Shemo part of it. The Shulchan Aruch there in Siman Kuf Chav Dalet of Aruch Chaim, Sif Hey, Source 14, Al Kol Bracha. Period. The Mechaber does not print the second half, if he's not there, that you have to say something, a bracha for a tzaddik as well. The Mishnah Brura does mention it, interestingly enough. Again, the Mechaber quotes only half the Torah. The Mishnah Brura in Sivkot Mechaf Beis, there in Siman Kuf Chav Dalet, right? Baruch Hu. The Remez is there in Masha Amar Kosu Kishem Hashem Erkav Vagoda Lokeinu. That's the puzzle, of course, in Parshas Hazino, which says we mention the name of Hashem, so you should ascribe greatness to Hashem. But they're not on a topic. But look at the Mishnah Brura phrase it very interestingly. In Kishamaz Kirin Tzadik Vosav Adam Tzadik Levarcho Shenem Mar Zeche Tzadik Vosav Tzadiko Shal Ola Lachas Kama Kama. It's interesting. The Mishnah Brura presented it. Yeah. He says, the obvious thing is, of course, you have to mention a bracha when you refer to a tzadik human being. Alachas Kama Kama when you mention a tzadik bracha. It's the other way around. But the Rosh said it, and then the Torah quotes it, you have to say Baruch HaShemo when you hear the name of Hashem. So also a tzadik. The Mishnah Brura almost assumes that the Dover Pashut, that for a human being, I probably assume the Dover Pashut, that's the Pashut. Right? The Pashut, Zechet Tzadik Levacha. Agam, it's in Mishra, we already saw the Gemara Yuma, that says that it's more than a Pashut in Mishra, it's also the Pashut of Arsad, in Parshas Vayera, as Chazal understood it. So Memela, the Mishra Brewer says, for sure, if you have to praise a Tzadik, a human Tzadik, a Mada, a Tzadik HaShalom, a Kasparvo, you have to praise. That's how the Archa Shulchan also writes like that in 16, Maybe I had a different gear, so I'm not sure. Okay, but culture came, but he goes on his broccoli salad, is there some kishamashim erkabogok, etc. Anyway, you just see that both the Mishnah Brura and the Archa Shulchan, again, I must tradition, assume that the more obvious thing is to give a bracha to a boss of Adam who's a tzaddik. From there we learn, whenever you hear the name of Hashem, you should also say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo, which is the topic over there in that Siman Kuf Chav Dalet. It's the topic of that discussion. And maybe that's why the Mechaber doesn't say anything, because the topic there is not blessing a tzaddik. It's the Aniyah Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo and Amen and so on. But anyway, it seems that it's understood clearly that when you hear the name of a tzaddik, you don't say, you have to give some sort of a bracha. Now, the pasuk is Zecher Tzadik Livracha. Notice that we didn't say anything, as Jackie was driving at, nothing about distinguishing whether the person is alive or dead. Right? We're saying that, you know, Zecher Tzadik Livracha is not Zecher, it's memory. We remember him, but you have kir. You know, when you mention him, it's Tzadik, so you give a bracha, that's kara. So nothing that we saw so far indicates any distinction the person is alive or well. We do, however, find the distinction, a possible distinction that relates to this in a sugya in Kiddushin, that Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, source number 17. Kiddushin Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. Karabonah, Mechabdo Bechayav Mechabdo Mosa. This is the sugya of Kibud Avraim. He has a Mechabed appearance when he's alive and Mechabed appearance when he's deceased also. Bechayav Kesa, when he's alive, how do you manifest it? Shanishma Bidar Avra Lamakum Lomar Shachun Bishul Atmi, Mahun Bishul Atmi, Patum Bishul Atmi, Elakul Bishul Abu. The details of that when I'm interested in running, I can look in Rashi in 18. If you know that certain people are going to give you a certain treatment because of the merit of your father, or, you know, even though they would give it to you too, but you should say, you know, the honor of my father and so on, to quote Abba. Rashi says, in Makib Ranshe Makmo Shechab Nabib Lechol Achol Tavad Lechabot Barab Sheyomar Bishmo Al Yisla Hakar Ba'atmo Afil Yodeh Shechabdu Kavim. Anyway, even if you know that he'll do what you want, I'm Lechabit you too, but you should be told this in your father. That's the cover. Okay? On Rashi, the next Rashi, unless... Okay, right, that's the next Rashi. If you know that they're not going to listen, it'll be a gnai for the father. Okay, but we're more interested in the second half of that, back to 17, second line. The most okay, so how do you mechabed the father is not alive anymore? So it says, you say over something, you relate something you heard from your father, don't say my father says it, Elakaf Omar Ava Mori. Okay, Hareni Kaporos Mishkovo. You say the phrase Hareni Kaporos Mishkovo, says Rashi, put down to 18 Rashi, Hareni Kaporos Mishkovo, Alayavo Korah Haroi Lavo Amapso. Let his neshama rest at ease, and whatever punishment, bring it on me. So that's the covered. I'll take whatever, you know, punishment. That's already kaparos mishkavo. Then add the gemara, the last line of 17. Vahami really talk shemos chodesh. That's only the base chodesh, the first year after the year of the pair. Mikan, but mikan va'elach, and it's important for us. Omer zichrono levrocha lechayei olam haba. You say in memory of, you mentioned your father's name is after the 12 months. Zichrono levrocha, not zeicher tzadik levrocha, which is the phrase we had. From Mishnah and the Gemara Yuma that connected to our Sedrit, but rather Zichron Levracha L'Chayei Olam Haba. Rashi explains why is it different in 12 months, Rashi in 18, Mikan Ve'ela, Kvar Kibel Mashakibel, She'ein Mishpat Rishay Yisrael began on Eliyud Beis Chodesh. Whatever suffering the Shama has is only up to 12 months, and that's it. So after 12 months, you don't have to say Harei Kaporos Mishkav anymore because there's no Kapor. It's not, okay, however we understand that, that's not a topic. But the bottom line is we see the phrase here, specifically after someone has died. You say this phrase, Zichor Levracha L'Chayei Olam Haba. Yes.
Calling him a tzaddik, not calling him a
tzaddik? No, not yet. Okay, now, it's interesting, the riff, you see, according to this, you still say the word Levracha. That's the version of the text that we have there in Kedushin Lamed Aleph and Beis. Last words, again, Zichor Levracha L'Chayei Olam Haba. Right? Which is similar to the pasuk of Zichor Tzaddik Levracha, just without the word tzaddik. If you look in the riff, source 19, the riff there in Kedushin, it's not Yud Beis and Beis on the bottom, in the page of the Rift, going over to the Gimel Malala. Tarabara, Mechabda, Mechai, Mechabda, Moses, the Mechai, like I said before, what's more important for us, the second half, Mimoso, Kepfet, second last line of 19, Haya Omer, Dover, Edvar Shumul, and Fee, Loya, Mechach, Omer, Abba, Lechach, Omer, Abba, Omer, and Kepar, Shkobo, Hani, Nili, Tov, Shnei, Mosar, Chodesh, Avikan, Va'ele, Zichrono, Lechai, Olam, Abba, doesn't say the word Brach at all. Not only doesn't say Zichr, Tzadik, Levrach, it doesn't say Tzadik, it doesn't say Levrach either. The Rift's Kirsa was Zichrono, Lechai, Olam, Abba. Okay, it's a bracha, the Shemeric Olam Haba, but it doesn't say the word bracha, interesting enough. And that's how the Rambam also has it. Hilchos Mamrin, source 28, so the Rambam talks about Kibbutz Avayim. Hilchos Mamrin, Perek Vav, Alach Adalit, first in Alach Adalit, just says Lechabdo when he's alive. Okay, that's not us, it's important for us right now. Alach Ahay, the Chayav, again, Hilchos Mamrin, Perek Vav, Alach Ahay, the Chayav, Lechabdo, Afil Achar Moso, Kesab, I always are Shuman Pi, Loyomar Kachamar Abo, Hello, my kachom ha'abamar. Ani kaparos. He says, "Ani." He says, "Arayim." The same idea. Ani kaparos mishkavo. Vez ramavur mitoch shemus achodesh la'achem misalso. It's only the first 12 months after his death. Avalach shemus achodesh. Omer zichrono lechay olam haba. Like the riff, not the exact text that we have. Again, it could be a different kirsa. Not a significant difference, but they're noteworthy. What's interesting is the Rambam elsewhere. I saw this reference in the Frankel edition. The Rambam points out in Hilchos Shchita. The Rambam says something interesting. The din that we're talking about in Hilchos Shchita is not our topic. It's a technicality with regard to tircha, lesions in the lung that could possibly trace, make the meat trace. Not our topic, but it says, Yesh mekomos shemin hogam imotsu tircha min ha'ozen levozul etzim shemitzalos o tircha dulka b'shtein ozen osa. There are some people who ask for a certain type of lesion in the lung, not glass, whatever it is. Look what it says here. The abamari zatzal, that's in the language of the Rambam. Abamari refers to his father, of Maimon. Abamari Zatzal, Min Ha'osrin, but Asrin, Banim, and Anatir. I was Mako. My father was Machmer, I was Mako, interesting by itself. And it goes on to, again, the Dina, right? The Dina, whatever. But the point is that the Din, the right Zatzal. Now, in some editions of Rambam, it doesn't have that. Because it says Abamari. But in the, like in the Frankel, I think the more Meduya condition of the Rambam, it says Abamari Zatzal, Zechatarak Lemoch. Even though the Rambam itself, the other source, in Hilchos Mamrim, doesn't say Zechatarak Lemoch, it just says Zichrono L'Chayei Olam Haba. I'm just pointing it out as an interesting, and it may hint to the fact, you know what, it doesn't really matter. Okay, we're not going to make a fuss about exactly which, you know, which text it is. If you take a look in the Shulchan Aruch, I'm not going to complain. Take a look in the Shulchan Aruch, this din appears, and as I said before, the din of saying for a tzaddik, back in Hilchos Tefillah, which was a Torah quoted it, the Mechaber didn't bring it, the Achronah, the Shabur, the Achronah Shulchan quoted it, Mechaber didn't, but here the Mechaber mentions it by Kibbutz Avayim, it's Yoredeya Siman Reish Mem, first in Sivvavi just says, you know, when the father's alive, fine, but more important for us now is fifth test in source 22. Chayav lechabdo afilo achamosa ketzad, chayav dvar shum avi, omer kach ama abimari, arayin kapar tzgavo, he will talk shem asafodis, and will achra shem asafodis, omer zichron levroch. He doesn't have like the Rambam, interesting enough. He has like the original, he just says zichron levroch. And he doesn't even say lechayav ama bo. Okay, he just says zichron levroch. Zal, which is probably the more common thing, I think, among the more common things now, is just zichron levroch. not like the Gemara's lashon was back in Kedushin of Lamed Aleph, where it says Zichron Levracha L'Chayim Abba. Not like the Rif and the Rambam who says Zichron L'Chayim, but just Zichron Levracha. The Rambam adds an important point here. I want to make sure it's clear. Hagar, the Ein Chiluk Bein Ein La'av B'chol Zeh. It's not a deal only the father; it's the mother too. Rambam adds the same thing with the mother and the father. Those are distinguished maybe because the father taught in Torah, but again, the Rambam quotes from the Ma'aril, Ein Chiluk B'zeh, Ein Chiluk Bein Ein La'av B'chol Zeh. The same thing. Now he says, an interesting. Yesh Omrim Dim Kosei. What if you're writing something, your father, you're quoting a Dvar Torah, and you quote your father, and you're writing it in the first year? So you should write a kaparas mishkava, because after all, the ksav is going to be read 10 years from now, right? Long after your base. Or you got to call, you have to put out a, what they call it, an addendum, whatever, recall the book, right? The Yesh Omrim Dim Kosei Tov Shem Asar Chol Yerzav Ar Master Omrim Ein Tzarech Lishkav Ar Kaparas Mishkava El Zichon Lebracha. So Ksivato Miskayim Sa'achas Shnei Masar Chol Yerzav. The printed word, was I supposed to say the printed word is forever, something like that? So the printed word lasts more than 12 months, right? Some people do it, I feel a bit okay. Again, not a big deal either way. But anyway, the Shach points out in Sukkot Yud Gimel, verse 23, that the difference in the 12 months, out of 12 months, he says, Gam toch Yud Beis Chodesh Yochel Lomar Zazal. There's no Isser. You have to say Harini Kaparos Mishkabel. You can't say Zichron Levracha within the 12 months. There's no Isser. You're not allowed to. Just La'acha Yud Beis Chodesh Lomar Harini Kaparos Mishkabel. Others, it's heads and tails, it's not the same dinner. After 12 months, you shouldn't say Harini Kaparos Mishkabel, because then you're implying that his sentence is more than 12 months, which is, you know, even the Rishayim don't care. But the other way around is okay, says the Rishayim. And that's when you look at the Taz, I think they hinted that. The Shach doesn't say, the Shach says it's perfectly okay to say the call of Rafa, just the other way you shouldn't do. You shouldn't say Arikar's in the pit. You shouldn't diminish where something can happen, but it's called Vechein Nogin. Okay, you're right, it's Vechein Nogin that they say Zal, even the call of Rafa, even the first 12 months. I don't know.
It's not just Hashem, it's also
Bakosh. According to that, let's see, correct, Enochanami. Now it's interesting. Yeah, that's the more standard. Even though the Shach has to be kind of I know that the more widespread meaning today is earning from Chicago in the first 12 months. Yeah. It's interesting, the side points, what about 12 months? It points out, Kad is 11 months. That's what Taz points out. You look in source 24, in Yaradea Simon Shin Ayin Vav, that's Yoko Tavelo, Sid Dalit, there are more. The Nogu Shain Oven Kaddish Utilarak Yud Aleph Kadoshim. The meaning is, you only say Kaddish for 11 months. You only, and Dam Riyamad and Tom the Chiv, it's only for 11 months, not the full 12. Kedei shelo yasu avim imam rishoyim. So not to imply that my father, my mother got the full sentence. But mishpat rishoyim is 12 months. So you cut off it. I want to get a shirt back. A week you cut off it. The minute is 11 months. That shilu, it has to be. Is it what if a minute with Meir with this? Okay, right. Right, exactly. And about 11 months you're leap year, so 2 months before the yard. Anyway, it's okay if you do it an extra day or a day. The whole idea is just not to imply that. So the Taz, there in Shin Ayin Vav, he refers back to the Simon Abayim. He says, "Dover Hogan." I gave a good explanation, if I say so myself. Right, so here's what he says. Let's look back in Yoredei Simon Reishman, source 26. We've got good days. Because Pirush Rashi, when it's Arayah Kapar, which government and so on. So he says, the costly on the second line. Mizeh Amasher Kosav Ramo B'Simon Shinayin Vav Nagul Shemam Kadosh Yosef Echarasev Kadoshim. So Lachduka Karosha. So maybe Arayah Kapar should also be only 11 months. Same idea, right? Why don't we say? He said the tzrichin lomar the shiny lein arei kaparos mishkavo came to after you beit chodesh sarach lomar zichron levracha. After 12 months, you have something else to say. Zichron levracha. The chain omar filo al adam achir shemeis. Zichron levracha is not only a father. It's a din anybody you know you refer to. You say oh shalom zichron levracha even not your father about that. Right? Anyone. Nim said the chodesh hayu beis. So now what do you do in the 12 months? If shalom lomar zichron levracha the shem alo zocha dain lo lomar bo. Maybe he didn't get on bo. The Yesh Kan Shekel, you're alive if you say Levracha, right? Unless you say, like you said, it's a Bakasha. But that's not a Tazla. I said, you blow your Makum, if you don't say anything, Allah Bomori, he has a Zildul, so Yodm Shemay. Everybody knew the people talking to know you after the father passed away. The Mele, Yashu Yosh Beshem Al Tais, Al Kay Mutal, Al Skir Beshem Ari, Karpos, and Skogo. You'll say it changed the Zildul, and it's not a Shekel. Okay, that's how the Tazla tumbles about. Okay? Now, I pointed out before, the Mechaber just says Zichon Levracha. So and not Zechel Zichron Lechayim Abba, not Zechel Tzadik. The Taz there, Yud Gimel says El Zichron Levracha, but Gemara Isa Zichron Levracha Chayim Abba. The Chayim Nidfas the Tzas Turim. Some versions have that. But Osam Hachosman Zion Lamed Hey Hey, that's the Chol Lechai Olam Apo. Sometimes you see that on these, especially about the Admorim and the, you know, the Zion Lamed Hey, all kinds of initials afterwards. Okay, and try also. So Mechasrim Lamed, really I should say Torah Chachom Zion Lamed Lamed Hey Hey. Now they have it for fancy people, Zion Tzadik Vav. Zeicha Tzadik Mechadosh Vav, you know, Zafukra. They go on and on with these. But that's what the Taz says here. Yoruch HaShulchan. What's that? We'll see in a second. That's also true. Yeah. Okay. Now, Yoruch HaShulchan summarizes there in Siman Reish Mem Yerodeya Islamid. First, he says, "Kashem Shechayav Mechabim Mechayav Kolokim Chayav Mechabim Chamosam Keitzer." Goes to the whole din, and he says, "You say Zichron LeBracha." Look at the third line. Yomer Zichron LeBracha. Kain Halosh from the Torah Zichron. Rambam Halosh from Zichron LeChayav Mechabim. Well, Gemara gives some different rochel lechayim mabah. It's all these different ayin from below, and all these different titles. So says the Rosh Hashulchan, "Velo yodati imatur b'shulchan asu the lav dafkahu b'dai kishem zichron rochel osel chashul laharik." I'm not sure. They're telling you dafkahu is this phrase or not that phrase. Oh no, they just wrote it for short from benir kiswara rishona. It's lav dafkah. The chayin aminig leimor rak dal. The more widespread minig says the Rosh Hashulchan. He tells you the more widespread minig. At least where he lived in the Arda. So he says there are more expressions to say. Now the chayim mitzvah, the yesh mitzvah, mitzaktikim kosin zayin lamed lamed hey hey zichron levracha lechayim levracha. The ein chilek ben av ein mechozeh. He says like the Rambam, there's no difference between father and mother. The tif lamed aleph. He discusses this issue with the Taz, okay, which I'm going to have to go over again. So there is a sefer which I have in the sheets. I brought with me called the sefer Pele Yoi.
I was thinking about it.
There you go. Okay, so I'm going to find the Pele Yoi. Eliyahu is a sefer written in the early Achronim named Rabbi Lezer Papo from Kushtandina, okay, from Constantinople. Anyways, it's a sort of a encyclopedia of Musar type topics. You know, it's all frustrating because it follows the Aleph Beis order, except within the letter, it doesn't pop out, it's within Dalit. Anyway, he has a whole entry, very beautiful, easy to read, simple, nice Musar, Machshava, and so on. So he has an entry on Dibur, Dalit is an entry on Dibur. And he speaks about, you know, the power of Dibur to be good and bad, his own speech, Bosnara, different things, Tila. So in the middle, he says as follows. He says, Umagam, first he says, V'chol HaMevarech, it's a nice thing to bless people in general. V'chol HaMevarech, Mizbarech, you give a bracha to someone else, you'll get a bracha too. As it says by Abraham in the list, he says, V'avarech HaMevarechecha. Umagam L'tzadikim, Shetechev Shemazkirim Chayav L'varechum, V'sim Zerichet Tzadik L'varechum. You mentioned have a tzaddik, you should right away give a brach. Hine kichein tzarf lizoyer, and here's what he says: Kishemaskil Avram Avinu, olashar tzaddikim v'chasidim dibichol davador sheyomar olav shalom. You know, when referring to Avram Avinu with Avraham Avinu, you should say olav shalom, o zichron avracha, o zichron lechayim avos. So first of all, you see he doesn't matter which one he uses, as long as it's some brach. It must say this phrase, that phrase, and he also mentions olav shalom. Ulemitzah techashi, and he says, Utmehani, I'm surprised. Shelo ra'isi noag and lizar ba'askar shein hatanoyim ba'amorayim. Right, we speak about Rav and Abaye and the Kibbutz of Tarf. We don't say Rav is called a bracha. You know, yeah. Yeah, right. Right. You quote. All right. I should say that. Interesting too. We always say says. No, all right. I'm saying. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a Rav. But okay, the other people. Well, right.
Hanoyim.
Yes, no. Yeah, I don't say universal. I'm not sure. But anyway, the point of the matter is. Right. But even so, going back to what we said before, but the original sources don't mention this is only a din if someone's dead. We weren't kiddushin by the parent. But Echanami, it could well be. But he says, it's mehani, shalor ra'isin odin uzobas kar shema tamayim bar par. We don't say, you know, Rashi's a homo harbin, a tamal of a shalom, we don't do that, right? Uksham is kirin, he says, the old gaonim, tanoim, amorim, gaonim, akadmonim, nobody offends anything to the name. Uksham is kirin, shmos harabonim, achromim, the more recent people, Bain Bixiva, Bain Bavira, his heart and take of over Zichel Chalamaba, or Zichel Tanak with Tarasuracha. We make a big fuss. This Abor died a few years ago. We say Zichel Tanak with Ocher Tosh. Well, if you're near how you're right, you also deserve like those from Akadmonim. I share, you know, they're greater in thought than the Achronim. Because that's what he just says. You know, again, I don't know why, you know, why certain people, I'm actually today, somehow, the Ari got the Zal attached to his name. Everybody says the Ari Zal. You know, we never heard of him. Or Chaim HaKadosh, right? But the Ari Zal, we don't call him the Grozal, right? On the other hand, the Groga Hagon, right, his name. You know, we don't say the Rambam, okay? Huh? I understand. Yeah, correct. We don't call him the Rambam, right? The Grashi, right? Okay, so why? It's unclear. When they present it in the Gemara, in the Hanami, he's saying, David is saying, the polio is kind of not on us. The Gemara doesn't present it that way, you know, in writing.
Speaking and writing?
We didn't make mentions. We're equating. Yeah, that's what he's wondering. He doesn't give it in. So maybe. Right. Yeah. It's all obvious. You don't need it. Okay, I have to figure it out. Let's take a look at the next verse, 28, the Torah Tamima. Torah Tamima, here in Bayeron. Our says, on that poster, Torah Tamima, that we started with in Oz, Lamed Ches, 28. The Haraya Shem, maybe I'm wrong, Nivur, the Einat Perish Yitzhak, Loma HaLoshem, Zecher, Tzadik, Arach. Let's go back to the Torah Tamima, to the original source, our Pasuk here in Vayera. He's saying you don't have to use, there's no particular phrase, because what was it, Hashem didn't say about Avram, Zecher, Tzadik, Arach. He gave a different bracha, Avram, Hoyel, Yiel, Goy, Gadol, so it says the Torah Tamima, obviously the particular bracha, whatever. It's not, that's not the issue. Okay, that's not electorical bracha, but it is a bracha. Shemo, Sheber HaKadosh Avraham, Sheila Gadol. The Yishlomar, the Asmav, the Anagu Litov, Achashem, Adam, Nichbot, Inyan, is a bracha. Then we give some bracha, Shemo, Sheyich. You write Sheyich, yeah. Right, even on the top, right? Sheyich, yeah. Right? Shlita, which stands for Sheyich, yeah. Young, we're talking about Ruth, 1 second. Nun, you know, you're Achashem, the part three, list of. Okay, Nun Yud, Mero Yahir, Yud Sadivav, Yishmerehu, Tsurehu, Tatura Vivarko, right? The God should protect him. So, Hey Yud Vav, Hashem Yishmerehu Yorachay, Hashem Yorachay, Yishmerehu, whatever, Uchadome, right? All these different things you see in writing and so on. Ella, Kafidah Mashmi Khan, Tarka Has, because they gam Kemashes Kim Hashem Balpet. You see, for me, that's only in writing. All these titles that the Torah Kamim just mentioned, Shlita and Nero Yahir, okay? And so on. That's a particular lie, okay? Ugmara Matsino, we do find to quote two Gemaras. Kishazekhar Rav Zohar of Chistas Rav Omar Hamakom Yed Ezra. I didn't print the source, we printed it here. Chorus Menhem and Aleph, Nida Mentes, the major can look it up. Rav Chista quotes Rabbi Rav, and he says, Hamakom Yed Ezra. Same idea, it's a broken man, Hashem help him. So on. Uval Evan Sapir Meid, and here we have this, Mr. Katz mentioned about the Sfardi here, so we have a Sfardi practice. That's what the Sfarim says here, that the Yemenites will say, oh, Shalom is not a bracha only for some of the deceased. We want peace now also, right? So sometimes, if apparently in Teman, at least the way the Torah team quotes the paper, that's the same issue. But if somebody's saying, Olam HaShalom, it could be a bracha for a living person too. So he's by the Sfarim, released by the Teimanim. Apparently, that's a title they bear to a living person. Our practice is to say, so that all of us all, when somebody's passed away. And then he says, I am the Shutmari Minkin, the Gil, the Chos, the Gil, the Gal, Nostan, I go, Marim, I go, Samarit, the Tusa, the Rabbana. One of them can criticize somebody else. Shalom, his character, Lo, Sheikh, Lo, Yud Sarivov, committed a certain rub, tied it against another rub, and his safer, he quoted somebody without putting one of these titles, he thought was not right, and so on. Start of the Fish, you're out of the Laura. Huh? I don't know, right? So, it doesn't seem to be just a medical demon to Gemara. And having said all of that, he writes a tshuva from the Halachas Tanis from earlier in the Torah, he writes, Shela, Hakosev lechavero, the low cost of low, Yud Sarivov, Oshi Yichya, or whatever. What's the story? Is that wrong? Is that a error to mention somebody without giving this title, Yishmarei, Tzurei, or whatever, Yimorachal, and so on? So, he quotes his tshuva from the Marimim to St. Queen, the Tzimah quoted in 29. Shoson, he was angry at somebody and so on. He says, maybe it's different because some people are mocked, they'll be insulted. But there's not the Rabban, I can't get involved in this. It's when a person thinks, you know, some people wouldn't mind, and maybe Mancho and so on. So that's the thing about what I'm saying. Let's not go overboard with this. You're not going to take the guy to a din Torah and make a big fuss because he didn't use this title. First, people are safe. I think that's what he's saying. However, many rely on the following. The Sefer Chassidim, which is going to be shown, Sefer Chassidim writes in 30 Siman Tovshin Memhei, Sefer Chassidim writes, Kishemaskirin Talmid Chachamim Ein Sarach Lomar Zichrono Lebracha. Okay? The Sefer Chassidim writes, you don't have to say it when you mention the Talmid Chacham. It says, Kimo She'en Omim Kishonu Korin B'Torah Al Moshe Val Aron Zichrono Lebracha. We refer to Moshe Rabbeinu in the Torah itself. We don't say Moshe Zichrono Lebracha, and even when we talk about him. Not the Torah, but Kosher doesn't say it in the Torah, and even when we refer to it, that's what the Sefer Chassidim writes. The Kosher came, right? Okay. The Kosher, well, I don't know. That's the Talmud. It's the Talmud. Rabbi Lewis. The Torah doesn't say Rabbi Lewis. They say, no, who is the most humble person who ever lived? Is Moshe. Who wrote that is the most humble person who ever lived? Moshe. But anyway, and then that's but it says the Sefer Chassidim. The Kosher came to Shalom Asir. Time and time Kosher Kosher Zal. He quotes the Hari Marbar of Ashi, because Omer Beit Hamedrash Shem Ovid, Omer of Ashi, well, Omer of Zichron Baruch, even about his own father. Marbar of Ashi, who quotes his father, he wouldn't say Zichron Baruch. The Tolkien Beit Chodesh, they mention Hari Kavod, and so on and so forth. The Chen Kish Adam Omer Shnayim Mikra, Vechat Targum, Kish Amaskir, and Atzadik, Tukim, Ein Tzarech Lo Omer Zal. If you do a Shnayim Mikra, you have to, even in the Targum part, you have to add the word Zal. Now, in the Sefer, there's an addition of the Sefer Chassidim published by the Rabbi Gardner, Ruben Margolios, Reuven Margolios was a great bucky who lived in the early 1900s. He was a librarian in Tel Aviv, and he had access to every wood safe, and he had a photographic memory. He put out quite a number of interesting stories. So he put out additional statements. I've seen him with his horrors on the bottom. I don't have it on the sheet. It's in the... I'll get back in a second, but early now. In the Makor Chesed, that's what he calls it. So in Os Aleph, in the Makor Chesed, he quotes some of the sources that I'm about to present to you, because it's not my because it's his. He says... You're quoting a halacha and so on. You don't have to say Zichron Lebracha, and this is what you said before, Yale. The Talmud Chacham, you know, when you're quoting him, that's the biggest bracha. You're quoting his Torah, right? That's the biggest thing. Ukriyoso vihilulo, to borrow the phrase. Reading the Talmud Chacham said is itself halal, right? Something more said about the Megillah, but we don't say halal for it. Ukriyoso is halal. So when you're saying a verse from a Talmud Chacham, then it's the greatest halal thing. Okay? Then maybe when you're just quoting Stalin, you mention his name and chit chat, then you should say it, but not when you're quoting and learning. That's what he said. And then he goes on and he says, that's in the, he mentioned in a few places in those days. Just a second. Yes. He quotes, by the way, that's what I said about Alachas Kanas. He quotes Alachas Kanas, so we shouldn't make a big fuss about it either way. But in those days, in those days, he refers to a few Gemaras that I printed here. For example, take a look in 31. Baba Kama Lama Tesan Reis. Omer Le Rav Acha Bar Abaye Ravina. Bishwam Abaye Damar Pliye Shapir. He quotes Abaye, doesn't say Abaye Zichron Lebracha or Olav Shalom or anything, right? It's Rav Acha Bar Abaye, assuming it's the same Abaye and the same his son. He quotes Abaye without saying. And similarly, 32. Baba Metzia Chav Beis and Beis. Omer Le Rav Acha Bar Edu Rav Ravashi. The Chinachat, he quotes Rav in the Eshon Lagas. If the Rav was disqualified, again, the topic of the sugya is not important to us, but you see Rav Acha Bar Edu Rava quoted Rava without mentioning his father, without saying, and he was Shalom in Tainus, Parakal of Gimel, okay, and this was 33. That's after Dalim and Beis in the Yerushalmi edition. Rav Yehuda Bar Yecheska Omar, Hachin Havi Yecheska Abba Lavarcha, here's my father when he's in praying, here's my father used to say. It's called Yecheska Abba, it doesn't say Yecheska Abba. And similarly in Megillah, Parakal of Yehuda in Yerushalmi. It's Lama Gimel Rav when he was Shalmi. Rav Tadot, Tav Amor, Rav Yassi, Mila Dishom, and Avui, Hama, Kach, Omer, Rav Yashem, Abba, just that his father didn't say Zichron Lebracha. But this thing was, and he even calls him by name, right, that's the biggest thing, he doesn't say Zichron Lebracha. Okay, and that's how the, and then the next thing you also, Rav Yonah, when he quoted, he distinguished in the Gemara, it's interesting, he would refer to his father differently. If you look at the Shalmi, he said outside quickly, when it was something the father said in the Beis Medrash that other people heard also, he said it one way. Something he heard from his father at home, which necessarily wasn't necessarily public information, he would say it differently. But either way, he didn't say, I printed a combination of famous, so we don't have to go into it. But again, it's the same, all these riots that Rav Margolios brings are many places or places in the Gemara where Tanoim and Amoraim quoted their father without mentioning any title. The Sefer Chassidim repeats the point. Let's skip to 37. The Sefer Chassidim in Siman Tov Tov Kuf Pei 37 says again, Kishemazkirim Tamei Chachamim Ein Sarach Longar Zichron Lebracha Kemoshe Ein Omer Kishanu Karma Parah Moshe Alarim Zichron Lebracha the Kosher Kain Bachayim. Okay, there's certainly by others as well. So there, in 38 is the commentary from the Chida on called Bris Olam on the Sefer Hasidim. So in 38, that was 37, 38. Kishon Askir, Tavon Chom, Ain Tzar Chom is the Chon of Bracha. The first ones we quoted before. But he says, one second, Ulechora, Dinu Rabbeinu, Tumu, Him, Mev, Raisa, the Kiddushin, Dach, Lam, and Aleph. How did the Sefer Hasidim say this? We saw before the one Kiddushin after the Father died. You're supposed to say, when the Arena Kaparas Peshkava, the Chon of Bracha, this, how did the Sefer Hasidim say it? Ufai Kama Olav, Harav Kesar Gdola, he quotes the Kesar Gdola, who already raised this question against the Sefer Hasidim. The Tzidei Kama Stavim, he had a few answers, but I don't like the answers. But I ain't a Mastik Kasher, I don't think any of the answers are good. And he leaves it as a Kasher. So it's an interesting question. Sefer Hasidim seems to be getting the Gemara, yeah.
I thought about it,
when you're learning. So it could be maybe means when you're learning, and as opposed to doing Kriyas Torah actually shul, but when you're learning Sukkah maybe, or by Shnai Mikarech Targum, or something like that, or at least on a Targum. But it is, huh? Oh, maybe the Targum is shul. That could be also. Okay, yeah.
Only here,
yeah. Yeah, remember. Right after, yeah, Torah, yeah. Yeah, you can. The people can say it. Could be interesting. Okay. Now, interesting enough, I think the answer may be, not I think, but I thought that the answer may be, I thought it was also a little bit, but the answer may be to make the following distinction. If you say, take a look there, in that back in the Puff Kuf Pehala 39, the Sefer Hasidim says, the Chayn Ein Kosman Zal, you don't have to say the Moravacha, Shayn Mar Baravashi, Kshayn Omer Yisrael, Shayn Omer Ravashi, the Lohay Omer Yisrael, the Moravacha, like we saw. Now he says, the Sokhi Beshkodesh Shemes Ogur Imach Omer Zal, and look at this, Vasher Omeru, Al Charbona Zochor Latov. We got Charbona, right? Charbona Zochor Latov. We mentioned Charbona, we say Zochor Latov. Kiniske Leana, where's that? So that's the Megillus Esther report in source number 40. The Megillus Esther, says in Megillus Esther. By over Charbona, Parak Zion, Pusik Test, and Shukim Test, and Yud. By over Charbona, Chodna, what did Charbona do? Right after, Esther exposed Haman at the second day's party. So by Omer Charbon, Echom is Harzim, Alifnei Melech, Gamina, Eitz, Asher, also Haman, Orach, Asher, Dibre, Tova, Melech, Omeid, Beis, Haman, Tavoch, Hamishim, Abba, by Omer Melech, Tluolo, right? Go hang, what's his name, Haman on the trees, he's ready for Mordechai, and by Yud, by Yisla, Haman, Yisla, Haman, Eitz, Asher, Eitz, Orach, Haman, Hamas, Melech, Shafah, okay? So that was, Charbon pitched in, so to speak, they made a little contribution to the downfall of Haman. He suggested where and when to hang, where to hang him. So therefore, we say Chavon Zolachot. That's the Gemara. Yerushalmi 41. Yerushalmi in Megillah Paragimel Halacha Zayin. And I've chosen them off in the Vilna editions of the Yerushalmi Megillah. Rav Omar Sorek Loma Oror Haman. We do that right. Oror Haman and Asherini. Oror Amar Pinchas Sorek Loma Chavon Zolachotato. You have to say it's Chavon Zolachotato. But you say Chavon Zolachotato, we do. Okay. The culmination is there. Tzarech Lomar in Targum of Zayin. Tzarech Lomar Or Haman La'achar Shekara Megillah. He makes an interesting point. This is a new dress guy, maybe. It's after the Megillah reading, meaning in the Pius, not during the Megillah reading itself. Amal Kodem Lachain or B'shas Kriya Lo Shadayin Lo Meis. He's still alive. And if you don't do it, you know, it's not to respond. I don't know what he was saying. You don't say like Baruch Rosh Hashanah. That's what he says. The culmination. But anyway, this comes up. You know, do it all. I know you could. Right, correct. No, I'm not arguing. Yeah, you're right. Correct. Now, that's the Gemara later. But anyway, in that same page. No, he mentions, right, the black. No, but even when we mention the Ruchanet, so it's also in the Gemara that's there. We say, Asher Hagom, Yerushalayim. Yeah, that's what comes up. So I don't know. No.
Well, that's all of the
names. I know. That, well, that was the time of the Sefer Hasidim. But anyway, the Hagos, my minute. Right. Part of the story, yeah. Part of the ceremony. The Hagos, my minute, in Hilchos Megillah. Obviously, part of Aleph Ozayin, quotes the Yerushalmi. This I can't talk about also from the Mekor Chesed, the mistake that it was Tzila, which is Ephes Megillah. Okay? But Rav and Perak Aleph knows Zayin. Rishalmi quotes this Rishalmi. Rav Amar Tzarek Loma Ar Amar Ravon, etc. Amar Tanchum. We have a Pinchas there. It says Amar Tanchum. Harbona Zoch Lato. The Ayin Rishis Rabba comes full circle back to our Pasuk. Vashem Amar Achaz Nevron. L'chach Nagu Lomar. And that's what we say in the Piyot. L'hodiyah Shekol Kovecha Lo Yivosin Oyma Shoshana Yaakov. Right? Or Homer Shabi Kishavi, Bar Hayudi, or Rosera Shesh Machini, Rucha Tabagam, Carbona Zopa Tov, Kadomar, Omer Kanal, he says, what was Carbona? He says, Kadomar, Vayomer Carbona, also Eliyahu, in Malayla Carbona. Carbona was really Eliyanovi disguised as Carbona. Carbona is actually mentioned earlier in the Megillah, was told with an Aleph, and hey, it's one of the original seven Shivas, sorry, Simas Shazan, and Amela. Okay, so it says here, Eliyahu came, that's the Medrash, I printed here 44, Yalko Shimon, and that's the Remit, top preparation of that. Because Mazel, the Remit, top preparation of that. However, Carbona, Omer of Chama Barchanina, Av Carbona Harosha, but also Eitzaya. Carbona was a wise guy, you know, he was. It looks like he backed the, when he realized he backed the wrong horse, immediately he went to the other side. I jumped ship, right? The Ah Carbona Harosha will say but came when Chirosha when Kaima Atoso, when he saw that his plot was working, Miyad Bara, how did the sea so on, and it says, Rab Omar Carbona Zachotov, yes, Omrim, that it wasn't even Carbona, but also Shah Ba Elio. Well, then nobody showed up, the Nidna Carbona, and that's in Esther Rabba also, the Medrash Parsha Yud, to the Ted, but Melech Kamba Chama, Tongue Sayana, Ginat. The king was so enraged and mixed up, he ran out of the, you know, after exposing, so he ran out, and Ma'at from Michal HaMalach, he pushed Haman over Esther, and as the king came back, that Hagam Lichbosh HaSamalach looked like he was attacking her, so it says Hagam Lichbosh HaSamalach in Rabbis and so on, the Shama Haman Dover Zevin Ophu Ponam, Ma'at to Eliyahu, Zachur Latov, Nidmele Harmona, Ma'amalo Adonai HaMalach, Kamine Eitzit, it was all from Eliyahu. And that's Omar Pinchas Zoch Omar Chavona Zoch Elatov. So it's interesting on that medrash. You don't have it in the sheet, but on that medrash, as the rabbi in Parsha Yud, so you have on the side of the page another Chiddush Haradal double Tato. So it says that's why we say Chavona Zoch Elatov because we have a tradition Eliyahu Zoch Elatov. Arachem Nishlach Onas Eliyahu Novi Zoch Elatov. Zoch Elatov is very often appended to Eliyahu. That's what he says. So the medrash since Chavona was Eliyahu, he says it can't Chavona Zoch Elatov. It's really Eliyahu. And that's what the Radal says, right? He says, if he was supposed to be Rosh Eliyahu, I think of Rosh Mushalmi, Zoch Elatov, Tan Hu Chavon in the Kaf. Now, it's not like Tan Mushalmi, it's a Gemara in the Valley, also, I don't know why you quote the Mushalmi, I looked in the search, and talk a lot, a number of places in Mushalmi, but it's in the Valley too, that's what I printed in 46, the Gemara in Prophets, Gimon Allah, Tanya, same as Gemara, Amar Vyosi, Pam Achas, Hayisim Allah, Batera, once I was walking, and Nisnasi Lechurva Achas, I went into one of the ruins of Yerushalayim and so on, Ba Eliyahu Zochur Latov, Eliyahu protected me, he learned three things, whatever. But again, you see, Eliyahu Anavi is called Eliyahu Zochur Latov, so Mele Harbona, who's Harbona's Eliyahu, so he also gets the title Zochur Latov. But in any case, the same Chassidim brings that, but I want to take this, we still have our question, how can it, okay, Mestama, go back to that, Mestama, all of us who don't always say Zala, Zatzal, or whatever, Shlita, whatever the title may be, like Torah we gave it, are relying on the same chassidim, right? There's the same chassidim that we don't do it, okay? And we're relying on that same chassidim again as long as we show them. So they ask the question. Believe it's against the Gemara Kedusha, at least with regard to your father. And again, many of the makaros that the Ruma Agrela has quoted were about fathers. Abaye, you know, so-and-so bar Abaye said about his father. So we're talking about the same chassidim. If you take a look at the following, the same chassidim is in the Tavshin Memvav. Elaborate to 47. He says, Asher Amar al Charbona will wrap up. Asher Amar al Charbona Zochel Atov. He doesn't talk about Eliyahu business, but rather Shem Adam Nidaber B'Shvach Tzadikim Bein Yehudim Bein Goyim. He goes also Poli also Yisrael also Tova Yomer Zal. He can say Zal says the same thing just in Gatfut saying in the previous Simon Tavshim Mem Hey. You don't have to say it for Tanan and Amoraim. But if someone did good for the Jews, even a goy, Harbona, but even a goy, so it's a Yom HaZal. And other Kishanitha, Lomash, Kishim, Shema, Ain Omer Zal, Elim, King, Yodim, Bocha, Kalmai, Kol Shemayim. You have to know, someone said before, that it's true. Okay? But in any event, I think he's hinting at the fact that when it can go either way, when the topic of the conversation is that it can go either way, like, you know, we were saying before, or someone else said before, Jack, and he said before, it's obvious. This guy's a Talmud Chacham and son. You don't need it. What the question is when it could go either way. I think that's what they see them. Or a Bracha, right. Or it's a Bracha, right. So everyone can use a Bakosha, right. But if it's a Sheva, right. Well, there's nothing stark. Okay, it's a Bracha, huh?
Maybe the only first life. And the whole idea is in front of the prophets, the people are dead.
That's why he doesn't mention the
father of Raphael anymore.
Except
Eliyahu HaNavi. Right, because he's not alive. He's still alive. Okay, good. Kenzine. I just
want
to... Yeah, thank you. Anyway, let's take a look. I'm just going to read to the... the Kor Chesed mentions this, regarding Chavon, I was sort of like... But just a moment. Yeah, so again, he mentions an interesting thing. He says, there's also a difference because why Daska by Eliyahu, we have to say Zachor. Good, we said Chavon is Zachor Tov, because Chavon is Eliyahu. Why by Eliyahu this stage? It could be your reason. It's a hold that he's still alive. But Ruben Margol says in the Kor Chesed, and this thing in the Tavshim of Rav, remember, O Talat, says in the note, but Tamashi is pure by Yichub Eliyahu, Asher Matino, Abbas Elila has Kirat Tavoni. Okay, that's a medrash. It says the following thing that it was by the Isha Tzorfat, okay, in Nach. Now let's take a look in the, it mentions it here in our study. Let's take a look. No, not this, about that. That's the Isha Shemana. The Isha Tzorfat, this morning, Elisha brought her child alive, but it's Tzorfat Elio. So let's look at the Alpha Shemoni here in our study. The Parshas by Yera. It's kind of covered on his pay base. He named it by Lot going, running away from stone and so on. Compared to everybody else, I was good. Now Eliyahu never showed up, so now you because you came here, I'm going to be compared to you, and all of a sudden my avarice are going to be magnified. Lot was the same thing. When I lived by Avram, okay, I'm sorry, when I lived in Sodom, so compared to the rest of the people in Sodom, great, but I go back to Avram, that's the Rashi meaning of Noach, right? So, but the point of the matter is that, so therefore, says the Ruben Margol, and he's driving at, is that, whenever Eliyahu comes, don't worry, he's not coming to give you trouble, Zohar Lato, he's only coming for good reasons, not coming to bring a kitchuk. That's what I think he means over there. And what I think we can derive from all of this is, and I saw also in the Chidot, in the Chidot's commentary on Chulin, in Anat Daf Chulin, on Yuma, Anat Daf Lamed Ches, he says, when you mention, you're comparing people, like for example, Avram, and what is the context here? After all, he says, there are other places in the Torah where Hashem mentions Avram's name, and he doesn't say a bracha about Avram, it's right here in Parshas Vayera. Why we had a whole lechachol this week where the Torah mentions Avram's name and there's no bracha immediately appended to it. You're here because you're contrasting him with Dom. It says the Chidah, same thing by Noah, right? In the beginning of Parshas Noah, we'll see in a second. By Noah, because you're showing what the contrast was. You want to make sure it's clear that Noah is not like the rest of the people. So he says, he spoke to somebody else. He said, you don't need to because he said, otherwise, why suddenly here? Here you're contrasting Avram because I'm Chase Dome, right? And you're trying to show, don't think that just because he lived around or whatever, he's lumped together. No, Avram's greater, okay? And he goes, and that fits in with what that happened. That fits in with the pasuk. Because the opening pasuk was the pasuk of Mishlei. And the full pasuk is Mishlei, Targum, Pasuk Zayin. Vecher Tzadik Livracha, V'shem Yishoyim Yirkov. Okay, in other words, it's contrasting the Tzadik and the Rosh. Yes. That's true. Okay, I hear that. It's chat. Okay. Yes. But it's a good point. But the Chidah is trying to tell us this contrast. And the Sechemed, very interesting. The Sechemed, we'll move to wrap up. You don't have it, unfortunately, for some reason, the Sechemed is not in the source of not in the computer. But the Sechemed is also an encyclopedic work of Halacha. Basically, the Aleph Beis takes phrases or concepts and kind of goes through a few times, in general, and then goes through the Aleph Beis a couple of times. So in this volume that I have, it's Pelek Zion, in the Sefer Dinim section, before the Gimel, he has what's called, listen to this, Sechemed, Hisnatfus Lechod HaMesim Sheim Chayim. Talk about Mason Kuhn Chaim, right? How did it come in for home? He says, Omar Amachaber. His name is Rizkiski of the Medina. He lived in Chavon. Chaim Rizkiski of Medina. Okay. So he says, Omar Amachaber, in Rabbim Atam Rabbani Go Dorenu, Yud Sarivav, Yishmarim Sarhani Orachem. Asher Ho, Tmein, there are also Mesitri Sechemed. This again is a later volume. He said he got a pushback from some of the Gaon of his time that he quotes everybody. It's an encyclopedia. He quotes tremendously. So it's one great authority. He quotes everybody. And he said, a lot of times, I didn't write the Gaon of I quoted this one, that one, the other one. He says, Asher Tmein, there are also Mesitri Sechemed, Asher Lo Halachti, the Ikos Rabban and Kadishim, the Chabis Hamasher Zeri, Darko, Don. I didn't do it. Okay, once in a while I did it. And he quotes the Pele Yoli that we mentioned, and he quotes the same thing and many of the sources that I mentioned here from here, this little introductory essay to this Pele. Like, again, he was responding to the timers that people had against him for quoting people out, giving them the title Zechat Tarek Brach. And he says, so first of all, he says, "Ulai Rak Nachon Adam Lestai came from Moshe Moskina Bakadosh Baruch Hu Shaperech Es Avram." Al Chiyuva Kedom Arav Lekel Mishmei. He says, "I don't agree with the Pelei as a Chiyuv. Maybe a nice thing, but it's not a Chiyuv." And he says, "Over here, well, and maybe it's under the Alach of the Drachov and so on, but it's not a Chiyuv." Okay. And then he says, "I searched around for people who talked about this." Okay. When I searched for Divrei HaMefarshim, he quotes from Nechman Lamara's paper. What you have to say, don't have to say. Anyway, they all rely on the paper. See them, he quotes, and the question was, it's against the Gemara and Kedushas, the Tzarek Iyam. So he says, maybe the Shakosuv Maskira Quranus Harishoyim, then who's going to Haskira Tzadik? When the Pasuk is talking about punishment for the Rishoyim, and you mention a Tzadik in that context, then you have to mention his name. Kemo Noach Kamimabu, Avrome Tuftom. Okay, then you say Zechat Tzadik Yvoch, I'm just saying Rishon Yirkov and so on. And he quotes the Chidor, that's right, in the Pesach Yimayim and so on. And he says, and maybe that's why the Rambam and the Pur don't bring this whole thing down altogether. Okay? So he says, therefore, you know, he's not meaning, he goes on to say, he doesn't mean any insults. He's not trying to, you know, he says at the very end, nobody should think Chas V'Shalom that I'm belittling anybody. It's a very interesting piece in the Sechem. Just to wrap up, let's look quickly at the Maharal. Yeah. Yes, sir. Let me just finish up. It's late. I just want to mention one or two last sources. Take a look at the Maharal here in Parshat Vayikra. Our pasuk, Gur Aryeh of the Maharal, Perek Yud Ches pasuk Yud Ches Zechet Tarivoch. Afal Gav, the Kama Pomin Zorcha Velo Bercho, Eino Dome. The Kol Mokum Shu Zorcha Befono, Umedaber Imo Ein Zenikra Tchira. That's probably what the Sitzes Chomes like. He says, anytime you talk to him, I didn't see the Sitzes Chomes. Anytime you talk to him, that's not called Tchira. However, he then refers earlier. I gave a different interpretation. There in Parshas Noah, the first pasuk in Noah, Parak Vav Bereishis pasuk says, "Ela tolos Noach, Noach is tzadik tamam v'dorot zov." That's what Kimi Zalak Noach says. Rashi in 51, "Ela tolos Noach, Noach is tzadik tolos v'is kiro tiper v'shvachos." Since the Mishnah gave Meshelach Shem Rezechus tzadik v'chos, that's the Maharal. Okay. In Tomar in 52, Maral Zir and Noah, heard both what it says. In Tomar, how come upon his car from the Yaakov Lowe's Tishikon? Right? So, too, I guess. The Esau Tarich, Shainu Mesap Rishoko, Kasher Mazkir Etho Rishoyim. Like we said, it's only in the context of Rishoyim. Karishorim Gormim, Gormim, Shashem is Baruch, Mazkir Parman Olam. The Rishoyim caused that Kurdish Baruch would turn away from the world, right? We don't want Hashem to go. By the way, there are also tzaddikim in the world. Don't run away so fast. There are also tzaddikim. Chayin lekamalei, I quote the Arpos in Parabron, because he mentioned it's Noam. So therefore, this Zechira is, it might be forgotten because Hashem is so angry at what he's, you know, the world is going to do this destruction or punishment. So then you better say Zechat Tzadik Levach. So that's how the Maharal says it. I'll just conclude, so we don't have also the, you know, the Shulchan Aruch going. So the more famous commentary nowadays in Shulchan Aruch, it is the Hamek Shela. So in the regular editions, you also have a commentary called Shilas Shon, the standard editions of the Shulchan, which is Bar Bishai of Berlin. To the very end of his Abdoma, his parish Shilas Shon on the Shulchan, He says, "Ani teremach haladaber oshis tisnaful." He looks like the Sechemim. Al shelo tiyanti b'chol askir sechiras echad nagolim. Al shemer tamer tafaymem. Vila zal or vila zatzal. Please don't bother me that I didn't always put it zal or zatzal when I quoted many people. Das yisamachti yisay dosad malchem nema al asher kolsom yisaytach hasidim. I'm relying on the Sefer Chassidim. Okay, he says you don't have to do it every time. We quoted already the Sefer Chassidim. And Rishim Adam Medaber Rishvach Hatzadikim Ben Yehudim and Yehudim that. Okay, but when I went over the Sefer, I see when he's talking about the great power and so on, you don't have to do it. And he mentions Eliyahu Zachor Tov and he says Umin Anir the Rashi the Terusha the Tanach of the Shad the Chaim the Great Tosu the Cholam the Kolma Sheviu Shmos Rishonim Lo Kosum Yilas Dal. Rashi, when he quotes, I don't know, wherever Rashi quotes, you know, something, Moshe Hadash, wherever he quotes, doesn't say Zal. And the Balei Tosfos, when they quote Rashi, don't say Zal. Right? I mean, there's many children in this story, right? They don't say Zal. And Rak Miute Mute, once in a while, okay? Some Chosatma, Diversif, I see them, the same concept. And he says, Gamsha, I look and he looked and he says, and the Rav Alpha is the Riff, also, once in a while. All the people on the side very often don't say it. If you find one place where they say Zal, it's Bottle El. There's a thousand other places they don't. I'll call upon him. He called Abiyati, the Dalai Abiyati, Nira Kigam, Behedem Ilazal, Ain Hedder, Kodi Zilk. I don't say it. It's not a lack of cover. I'm not being the Zal and so on. Okay, this is, it's not an absolute requirement, and therefore nobody should, knows we shouldn't render. Lamaisa, I think people today are sort of selective when they'll say it, when they'll use it. Okay, it's probably in some sense overused, and now everybody's heard Rabbi Gon. I haven't gotten to the mail from our Rabbi Cohen. It's just like everybody's a Rabbi Cohen. So, you know, what everybody is and nobody is, right? So you have to come up with another title, even more, you know. Rabbi Cohen, I told this once, so I found this, I remember the Chazanish had a dispute about the international dateline, the other Rabbanim at the time, so the Chazanish was not well known. You know, the yeshiva, it wasn't so well known originally. So the Michal Tukhachinsky was the Rav of Yerushalayim, so he printed it, and the Chazon Ish sent him a ta'aret, you know, a country to Chashod. So he refers to him as a Rav, he said, Kivalki Nifim, a Rav of Rav Yishai Kirel of Tzimikra. And he wrote back, he wrote, Chazon Ish wrote a response. So this time, Kivalki Ovisim, a Rav of Gom. Each time, the Tukhachinsky saw, wow, this Rav of Gom, Adir, everyone knew the title. He realized how big he was. But in any event, I think that, you know, it's not an absolute deal. We can rely on the Sefer Chassidim. Certainly, I think when you're in front of somebody, it's probably a cover. But I also think today, it's good to get covered. Yeah. You have to know, you have to say, is the person master, is the person going to be upset? You know, like that. I was once at a chasana where the two Edim were the boys, the chasan's Rebbe and his Chavrusa. So they called up the Rebbe. Okay, Harava Gol and Rosh Hashiva do it, and don't think. How did don't think feel that still moment, you know? But since he's here, I mentioned about Hashem Rabbi Baum's wedding. Rabbi Baum is the Chabad me that I was the MC. I called up the people. So Rabbi Baum, being a loyal Talmud, wrote down a piece of paper. Rosh Schwab Zechon of Ochav, I'm not mistaken, was inside a condition of Perlo, but Rabbi Mitzvah Rav read the Ksuba, correct? So Rabbi Baum wrote down how I should call them up. So I'm standing up there, you know, just before Rosh Schwab said, just say Rav Shimon Schwab. All the papers. Okay, so I did. And then another mention. Just say Rav Yaakov Perl. So both of them, I never use your paper because both of them said just, so again, you have to know with whom you're dealing, and in each case, the person you say, okay, I'll go to the vote.